Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to continue with excerpts from The Secrets of Effortless Productivity, which is a chapter in my new book, Creating the Impossible, a 90-day program to get your dreams out of your head and into the world. And you can learn more about the book and pick up your copy at michaelneal.org/CTI book. A couple of years ago, I was chatting with the Uber author Jack Canfield, and I asked him if he was busy at the moment. He took a few seconds to consider his reply. "I've got a lot on," he said, "but I'm not particularly busy." This points to a key distinction made in Cal Newport's insightful book, Deep Work. Busyness is often a substitute for productivity, not its cause. According to Professor Newport, one of the reasons we spend so much time on email, social media, and available to interruption is because it creates the experience of being continually engaged in activity, which leads us to the false conclusion that if we're busy, we're being productive. Yet a more practical definition of productivity is this: the ratio between your effort and the reward you get for that effort. Notice this has nothing to do with our level of activity, busyness, hard work, or stress. If we get high levels of reward for each effort, we're highly productive. If we don't, no matter how much time and energy we're putting into the job, we aren't. As Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, what is essential in war is victory, not prolonged operations. Yet typical productivity systems are based on the idea that there's always a one-to-one ratio between effort and reward. So essentially, one unit of effort will bring one unit of reward. If you want to increase the amount of reward, you need to increase the amount of effort. That's why time and productivity management systems abound. In the one-to-one model, productivity is a numbers game where you always need to do more to get more. Contrast that with a time where you experience diminishing returns. Perhaps you were exhausted, or you'd been working on something for so long you couldn't see the wood for the trees. In those situations, we could say the ratio of effort to reward was 3-to-1, where it took at least 3 units of effort to receive that same 1 unit of reward. Or let's turn that experience on its head. What if it were possible to experience exponential returns on your efforts, so that instead of 3-to-1 or even 1-to-1, you experience 1-to-2, 1-to-3, 1-to-5, all the way up to 1-to-infinity? I call this high reward to effort ratio effortless productivity, not because you don't do anything, but rather because your rewards for your efforts are way out of proportion to the amount of effort you actually put in. Here's another way to think about it. Higher levels of productivity don't come from finding ways to squeeze more oranges. They come from getting more juice to the squeeze. This doesn't mean that you don't have to put in the hours. I don't know anyone who consistently produces quality results over time who doesn't. But whether those hours are experienced as hard work or even busyness is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind. And how much you get out of those hours is a function of two simple variables. So I hope you enjoyed this excerpt, and over the next 2 days, I'll share the two simple variables. This is all taken from my new book, Creating the Impossible, a 90-day program to get your dreams out of your head and into the world. And you can find out more at michaelneal.org/CTI book. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.